Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Heartland Event Center for our fifth game of the day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Already in the books, Centura in overtime over Sandy Creek. Number 6, Sutton over Pierce, 44-39. It was Kearney Catholic falling to Fremont Bergen, 63-50. And just a little while ago, the number 4 team in Class C1, Hastings St. Cecilia over Milford, 52-45. Milford came in with a number 6 state ranking, according to the Omaha World Herald. Now, an intriguing matchup. The biggest differential in terms of class size. Number 2 team in Class C2, the Ravenna Blue Jays, they'll be taking on Class B, number 7, Boystown, here in the Heartland Hoops Classic. These two teams have only one common opponent. Both have lost to Gretna. In Gretna, the Cowboys of Boystown lost by 19 back in mid-January. And for Ravenna, they also lost, but very early in the season, at Gretna, 45-39. So if you compare those two scores, the local team, the one out of Ravenna, does appear to match up very, very well with Boystown. But Boystown, very tall, very athletic. But then again, Ravenna has proven to be a team that doesn't worry too much, doesn't fear too much playing those bigger schools, and can go right at them and find success. So an intriguing matchup between 16-4 Ravenna taking on 17-3 Boystown here in the fifth game of the Heartland Hoops Classic. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, KXPN 1460 in Kearney, and KICS 1550 in Hastings. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the starters for both the Cowboys and the Blue Jays. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. And let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They will be the visitors here today. They will be in their road blue uniforms, so the white numbers, letters, and trim. The lineup for the Jays looks like this. Trevor Saborn is a 5'11 junior. He'll start with Tyson Anderson, who's also a junior. He is 6'2". Connor Baronic, a 6'4 junior. Mark Cremosa is a 5'10 junior. And Lucas Wilkie, a 6-foot-tall junior. So Ravenna, 5 starting juniors for head coach Paul Baronic. Now for the Boystown Cowboys, they look like this. Fernando Hildreth is a 6-foot-tall sophomore. He'll start with Devin Watts, who's 6'1 and a junior. Shaterius Blue is a 5'10 senior. He'll start with Rashid Fairley, who is 6'4 and a senior. And Johnny Tiller is 6'3 and a junior. That's the lineup for head coach Tom Kreibel. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And as we mentioned, only one common opponent between these two schools. Both of them have played Gretna. Gretna will play the 5:45 game scheduled against Adams Central, and you'll be able to hear that game right here on the ESPN Superstation. And providing wrestling is done by that time, you'll also be able to hear it on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Boystown Cowboys and the Ravenna Blue Jays. That's coming up next as we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As the Boys Town Cowboys being announced here, as we mentioned, the Boys Town Cowboys will be the home team. They'll be wearing their white uniforms with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. Kind of funny, the PA announcer here, when they announced the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, the mayor of Ravenna, Paul Baronic. Well, that's very, very true, as the Jays have had a tremendous amount of success over the last few years, and they come firing out of their huddle with Coach Baronic. They are ready to go here and doing the jumping for the Jays. Will be Connor Baronic. Baronic will be doing the jumping against Rashid Fairley, and we're all set and ready to go. Ball's in the air, and we are underway, and Boys Town does control the tip. And quickly, up court, they just dribble up to the right side, and a little floater up and good for Johnny Tiller. Tiller just drains that quick low jumper, and now the Jays is trying to answer right back. They run the floor, kick it back to Baronic. Baronic has the top of the circle, left wing. They'll get it out for Saborn. And with the dribble here is going to be Tyson Anderson. Right now, Boys Town going with a little 2-3 zone here. And they'll get it off on the right wing for Kamosta. Kamosta enters it to Saborn, who will kick it back out. The three is up and no good for Anderson. And the boys pull down the rebound. Snagging the bound was Blue. And into the offensive zone comes Hildreth. Hildreth takes it down to the baseline. Now he dribbles out. He has it between the circles. Now will kick in the left wing for Johnny Tiller. And his pass on the inside is knocked away by Blue Jays and out of bounds. So Boys Town will inbound underneath their own basket. Cowboys with an early 2-0 lead here in the early stages. And they'll just lob it inside up high, Fairley. And Fairley tried to tip, it would not fall. He got his own rebound, and now he is fouled. So he'll head to line and shoot two. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The foul on Wilkie was before the shot, so the Cowboys just inbounded. They work around the perimeter. No real threat to score. They get it to Fernando Hildreth, and Hildreth will reset the offense, kick right side for Tiller. Gives it to Hildreth in the corner. Hildreth will drive the baseline off the screen, takes it off glass, shot no good. Rebound by Baronic, and here come the Blue Jays flying down the court. Here's Saborn. They'll kick it right back out. Baronic has it top of the key, and Baronic pass down low is stolen away, and then right back to Ravenna. They had to save it. Now kick back out to the left wing, Saborn. He'll fire the three, no good. Offensive rebound by Wilkie, and Wilkie will head to the line as he was fouled. Lucas Wilkie pulling down that offensive rebound and also helped keep the ball alive as it was being tapped around on the right wing. And he'll head to the line and shoot two. Shaterius Blue whistled for his first personal foul of the game. And the free throw is up and good for Wilkie. First point of the night for the Ravenna Blue Jays comes from the free throw line, makes it a 2-1 game. His second free throw, nice shooter set, rolls that one in as well, and we are tied and allows the Jays to put a little pressure on. Watts brings it into the offensive zone, dribbles up to the free throw line, and he rattles it in. Both jumpers for Boys Town have been of the pull-up variety as it just kind of dribbled through, penetrated, and hit the shot. Long pass up ahead to Kamosta. Kamosta will kick the ball back to Baronic. Baronic will get it to Saborn. Saborn kicks out to Anderson. Anderson will drive, dish. Nice pass onto the baseline. That's Kamosta. His jumper is no good, and the ball is out of bounds. That will be a Boys Town team rebound. So Boys Town will have possession of it here. And this time, Blue Jays will just pick up the defense at midcourt. That's where Kamosta will pick him up. Driving is going to be Hildreth, and Hildreth blew past and laid it up and in. Fernando Hildreth just lightning quick. Long pass up ahead. They get it to Anderson. Anderson down low for Wilkie. He'll kick it out. Here's the three. No good. Verona can't get the tip. Snagging the rebound is Wilkie. Wilkie fell down. It goes out of bounds. He was last to touch it. He had it, and they had it tied up. Close to being a tie ball, but it went out of bounds as he wasn't able to quite secure it. So Boys Town up 6-2 here. 5:27, 5:26 to go here, first quarter. Dribbling is Watts. Watts backing in against Saborn. And he'll just get the ball back out to Fernando Hildreth. Hildreth is shut off by Tyson Anderson. Entry pass on the inside. Wilkie knocked it loose, picked it up, and he'll get the ball in the hands of Anderson. Great job there by Wilkie defensively. Up ahead to Baronic. Baronic will kick it to Saborn. Saborn pass on that right side, knocked out of bounds by Devin Watts. Cowboys with a little Cher star on their pant leg, as well as the letters BT for Boys Town. Only high school I know of in the state that's also a National Historic Landmark. Saborn will direct traffic a little bit. He'll step up to the right side. Doesn't want to shoot over the taller Tiller. They'll work it to the inside. Ball is loose. It was knocked out of bounds by the Cowboys. As they try to find a little cutter in the lane there, but the Cowboys are able to tip it away. Baronic will inbound, and he'll just throw it to Anderson, and Anderson has it taken away from him, but out of bounds. Hildreth knocked the ball loose, then tried to save it. Kind of ran out of real estate. Baronic will just toss the ball right back in here to Anderson, back to Baronic, and they're not going to let Baronic have too many open looks there as Watts was out on him. Baronic now will throw it right side for Wilkie. Back to Baronic. Works it back around the perimeter, left side to Saborn. He'll fire a long three. Actually, it was an alley-oop, and Baronic caught it and laid it up and in. Thought it was a shot. Turns out it was a lob pass in underneath. Watts with the dribble. Now kicks right wing for Tiller. Tiller on the baseline. The jumper by Blue. It rolls in. Nice shooter's touch by Shatirius Blue. Pass by Baronic. Green across midcourt is going to be Anderson. Anderson throws it on the baseline for Kamosta. Kamosta finds a cutter, and that's going to be an extra step. Hopping through the traffic was Tyson Anderson. And Anderson just didn't really have much room to operate in there as the defense collapsed on him. And the Boys Town Cowboys forced Ravenna into their second turnover. Here come the Jays back defensively. Hildreth will dribble to the right side. Dump it to Fairley. Entry pass in for Tiller. He spins, shoots, no good. Flying in, trying to rebound was Rashid Farley. He couldn't come up with it, and it goes out of bounds. So Fairley couldn't get his hands on it, and the Jays now have possession. Give it to Anderson, who'll give it right back to Baronic. Baronic, left side for Saborn. Saborn kicks in the corner. Low jump, low flyer by Anderson. It's no good. Rebound by Wilkie, his third of the quarter, and they'll give it off on that left side. Back out. Here's Saborn for three. Well behind the arc. It's no good. And the rebound by Blue. And Blue quickly up court. They'll get the ball in the hands of Tiller. Tiller drives the baseline. Little flip. Barely draws iron. Wilkie pulls down the rebound. And he'll get the ball up ahead to Anderson. Anderson dribbles, jumps, gives it to Baronic. Baronic was driving in there. I thought he would shoot, but he kicked it into the corner. He actually had more of an open shot than I think he anticipated. Saborn has it, and he's about 8 feet from behind the three-point arc. And now Ravenna will set something up here. And they'll fire that long alley-oop, a backdoor cut. It is up and good for Baronic. And again, about 10 feet from behind the arc, they just kind of backdoor cut there. And Boys Town's looking at it like, what happened? Well, that's a nice little set play. Watts will kick it in the right wing for Hildreth. Hildreth, top of the circle here for Tiller. Tiller on the left wing for Watts. And now the pass, the shot is blocked by Anderson to Baronic. Baronic will lay it up and in. Connor Baronic driving in underneath, flipped it in off glass, and we are tied at 8. Nice little run here by the Blue Jays, and driving is Hildreth, And well before the shot, Hildreth is held about 15 feet away from the basket. That'll be a hold on Mark Cremosta. That'll be his first foul of the game. And since it's below the free throw line, it will be inbounded underneath the basket here for the Cowboys. Checking in for the Jays, Garrett Irvine. And the Cowboys will inbound. Hildreth lobs it in for Modiel, and Modiel works it inside for Rashid Fairley. Fairley gets an offensive rebound and his first 2 points of the night. Pass up ahead. Anderson wasn't ready for it, and it went off of Anderson's shoulders. He was looking up court instead of looking back for the ball, and it went off of his shoulder. So Ravenna, a little bit of an unforced error there. And Boys Town with a two-point lead and the basketball. Hildreth is held. Well, that'll be a foul on number 25, Tyson Anderson. And again, Ravenna doesn't go real deep, so foul trouble could be a problem. Ravenna's committed three team fouls, but they've spread them out to three different guys. Jamarius McKeever checked into the ball game, and he just walked with it as he got it in the lane. So that'll be a turnover on the Cowboys. Dribbling is Saborn. Saborn will give it back out to Bronick. Bronick dribbling on the near side over here, and he'll bring it back toward the middle, give it to Anderson. Anderson's pass goes in the corner and then kick back out. Anderson's three. After he gave it away, he got it right back, and his three is knocked out of bounds after the miss. It will belong to the Jays. 1:20 to go here, first quarter. The number two team in Class C2 hanging with the number seven team in Class B. On the baseline, Bronick will bounce past it. Guy wasn't ready for it, so it's a turnover. Watts dribbles out, floats in the lane, shot no good, gets his own rebound. The tip, no good. Another tip in there by McKeever. It will not fall, and last touch by the Blue Jays. Nobody could get their hands on it. A couple of tips in underneath by the Cowboys after the miss on the fast break. Well, after Boys Town tucks in the shirt, after Watts tucks in the shirt, he'll give it to Hildreth. And Hildreth, 15-foot little floater, up and good. Check that, that was Devin Watts. I misspoke. It was Watts who hit the little floater, and now here comes Saborn. Saborn will kick in the corner. Here's Irvine for three, front of the iron and no good. Trying to save it was Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't come up with it, neither could Baronic. And that'll be a team rebound here for Boys Town. For the Jays, checking in the battle again is going to be Mark Cremosta. He'll come in with 42.3 seconds to go. Boys Town 12, Ravenna 8. Blue checks back in for the Cowboys. And also back in for the Cowboys is going to be Johnny Tiller. Tiller will inbound, but tossing the ball into Fernando Hildreth. Hildreth with that mouth guard will dribble to his right. Picks up his dribble, is double teamed. They try to jump it. Flying to the lane, getting the pass is McKeever, and his shot no good, but he drew a little body contact, and he'll go line and shoot two.
Foul on Ravenna number 25, Tyson Anderson.
Tyson Anderson picked up his second personal foul, so he's got two with 28.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter, so he may be coming out of the game. McKeever with the free throw, up and good. Actually, it's Irvine that comes out with the substitution. Second free throw by McKeever, up and good. And the pass up ahead here to Saborn. Saborn kicks left side for Tyson Anderson. Anderson, two personal fouls, still in the ball game. And now that backdoor pass again to Baronic, and Baronic up and in. They've run the play three times, and it has worked to perfection three times. And that time, I think Boys Town was ready for it, and it still worked. Hildreth brings in the offensive zone, drives, floats, shot no good. Offensive rebound, rolling around on the rim, is Blue shot, and that will do it. He gets it to roll around essentially at the buzzer. So one quarter's in the books. And Boys Town has a 16-10 lead over Ravenna. We're back after this.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Ravenna will inbound it right in front of us. They trail it here 16-10 after 8 minutes of basketball. And that play that they've drawn up between Connor Baronic and the pass by Trevor Saborn has worked to perfection about three different times here, and we'll see if they run it again. Connor Baronic will help. They'll throw it on the back side, and now they're going to fire the three. Nope, Baronic's going to kick it back out here for Saborn. Now driving is Anderson. Anderson will kick it back out for Saborn, and Saborn will get it. They're just trying to look to lob the ball to Baronic because they're really trying to deny him the ball. Anderson has it, and Baronic will try the long three. It's no good. Rebounded by Wilkie, and now with it is going to be Baronic. He'll drive, kick. Here's the three. Up. Good for Tyson Anderson. So Anderson drains the three and cuts the lead in half. Here comes Watts flying in the lane, and there's going to be a block in underneath. Wilkie thought he was there in time, but the bucket's going to count, and the foul on Wilkie. That'll be the second on Wilkie. So that's a big early call, that block charge call that was awfully close. So turn sideways at the free throw line is going to be Watts, and Watts finishes off the three-point play. Pass up ahead to Kamosta. Kamosta gets it down low for Wilkie, and Wilkie is fouled. And that'll be on Demarius McKeever. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Wilkie. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And now he's 2 out of 3, as that one's a little bit short. Boys Town 19, Ravenna 13, 7:09 to go here in the second quarter. That free throw looks short, and was. It was rebounded by Johnny Tiller. And Tiller will dribble through traffic himself, kick it back out to Watts. And now driving is going to be Tiller. Tiller is shut off by Anderson. And now Fernando Hildreth with the dribble. Hildreth gives it off on the left wing for Watts. And now a jumper from 15 feet away. No good for Tiller. And tracking down the rebound and then being fouled was Mark Kamosta. Kamosta grabbed the rebound, and then he was pushed. And that'll be second on McKeever. So McKeever, 2 points and 2 fouls to go with 2 rebounds. Into the offensive zone here for Ravenna. Right in front of us going to be Trevor Saborn. Boys down, going zone. They'll kick left side for Anderson. Anderson back out here for Saborn. And again, they're tall enough that they just kind of extend the zone a little bit, make it harder for the Blue Jays to shoot over the top of it. Pass on the right side, kicked out of bounds by Devin Watts. So Baronic will throw it in opposite the Boys Town bench. Drives, they kick it out. Here's Wilkie for three. It is short and rebounded by Hildreth. Hildreth dribbles through traffic. Hildreth all the way in, flows it up, no good. Coming up with the rebound was Anderson, and Anderson quickly gets it up ahead to Baronic. Baronic shut off on the baseline by McKeever. They double-team him, and he'll just wrap it back around and get the ball in the hands of Anderson. Around the perimeter we go. Kamosta has it. Gets it at the elbow to Baronic. Baronic will kick. They swing it quickly. Saborn for three, no good. And up high for the rebound was Tiller. And here come the Cowboys on the run. Watts stops at the free throw line as he was shut off there by Anderson. And now we're going to have a foul driving in. That one will be on Baronic, I'm sure. There'll be 2 shots. It'll be on number 31. Connor Baronic got 8 points, all of them coming in the first quarter. Driving to the rack was Johnny Tiller, and he now will go to the line and shoot two. Right now, the Blue Jays not shooting the ball very effectively from outside. They are 1 for about 8 from behind the arc. Free throw by Tiller up and no good. Score remains 19-13, 5:40 to go here before halftime. Taking his time at the line is going to be Johnny Tiller. His free throw up and no good. Rebound by Tyson Anderson. And Anderson will kick on the right side to Baronic. It quickly gets it down to Wilkie in the corner. Wilkie in a little bit of trouble and tried to bounce back, sit back out to Baronic, and it was kicked off the boards here. Haven't ever put any ice on this floor here at the Heartland Event Center, but hockey references might be a little bit lost, even though there is a blue line over there. With the dribble is Baronic, and they'll kick it around left side to Saborn. He'll fire that long lob. It's no good, as it's off the mark, and it'll be a Ravenna turnover. They'll kick right side will the Cowboys, and Montiel misses, but then there's an undercut on the rebound. Up high for the rebound was Johnny Tiller, and they're going to say there was a push on the undercut. They're going to call it an undercut, essentially. So Tiller will go line and will shoot two. Tiller 0 for 2 from the line. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. Sid Techmeyer going to check in here for Ravenna. And Kamosta will come out. Tiller has one more free throw coming up here. And it is up and no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Garrett Irvine, who also checked in. He'll kick it back out for Baronic to Saborn. Saborn facing a lot of pressure. They'll get it to Anderson. Tyson Anderson will drive, dish it out to Saborn, and they'll get it out to Saborn for the three. In and out, no good. And up high for the rebound is McKeever. And here comes Boystown on the run. With the dribble is going to be Watts. Watts drives in, and that's going to be a charge, I believe. Yep, it is going to be the charge on Devin Watts. That'll be the first on Watts. DeBorn and Anderson were both there. I'm not sure which one took the charge, because it kind of split the difference between the two of them. But both of them were there. Neither one of them were sliding. Otherwise, they probably would have gave the defensive foul instead of the offensive one. So both of them were there. Give both of them credit. Techmeyer will kick on the left side for Anderson. Anderson uses up his dribble, kicks on the left side. They enter it down low for Irvine, who will kick it back out. Nice ball movement again here by Ravenna, which has been their hallmark over the years. And they'll get it off on the left side to Baronic. Baronic will drive the baseline, kick it back out. Here's Saborn. That's a three, and it's up and good. Trevor Saborn, his first three-pointer of the game, only the second for the Blue Jays. Now cut that lead down to four. Entry pass knocked away by Irvine. Another turnover on the Cowboys. And into the offensive zone comes the Jays. They give it to Anderson. Back around the perimeter. Back to Saborn. Saborn on that right wing for Baronic. Baronic, little ball fake to the inside, and directing traffic is going to be Techmeyer. And now Anderson has it. And again, Boystown going a little 2-3 here, but they extend a little bit. When somebody gets close to shooting range, which is about 6 feet from behind the arc. Pass into the corner, jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound by Irvine, won't fall. Baronic with the rebound. Baronic off glass, hits it up and in. Connor Baronic, first 2 points of the second quarter here. He's got 10 in the game. It makes it a two-point ball game, 20-18, and the Ravenna fans come alive. With the dribble is Johnny Tiller. Tiller throws it on the baseline. They left Hildreth open. He fires the three. It's no good, and a push on the rebound. Snagging the rebound was Demarius McKeever, and the ball hit the glass and went a little bit longer than folks anticipated, and as a result, a little bit of a push on the rebound kind of threw off the rhythm of the play, and on the push, Baronic is whistled for the foul. Actually, I didn't see who they gave the foul to. It was not called on Baronic. The free throw is up and good by McKeever. Baronic had one foul earlier. Well, they haven't put it up on the scoreboard, and I didn't see the indication because the official's back was in my way. In any event, McKeever will have another free throw here, and that one is up and good. 3:03 to go here before halftime. It's 22-18, Boys Town with a four-point lead. Boys Town trying to put a little pressure on, and the long pass up again is a Ravenna turnover, their fifth of the first half. Fernando Hildreth will bring it in the offensive zone. Baronic will put a little pressure on. He's sagging off of him pretty good, just kind of playing him for the drive. Tiller with the dribble. They try to lob it down low. They kick it back out to Hildreth. And they'll get it back out top of the circle here for Devin Watt. Left wing for Tiller. He'll fire the three and hits the three. First three-pointer of the game here for the Cowboys. And that'll push that lead out to seven. Baronic, long pass up ahead. Anderson will shoot. He has it blocked by Fairley. And then we got a foul on the rebound. No, actually, no foul. They're pointing at Garrett Irvine. And I thought they were calling a foul on Irvine. Irvine has a bloody nose. So they stopped the play to get Irvine out to have his nose attended to because of the blood rule. And so that's why the stoppage of play. No foul on the play. As Hildreth will bring it into the offensive zone. Fernando Hildreth kicks on the right wing for Watts. And again, Ravenna going man-to-man, but they switch there as with the dribble is Hildreth. Hildreth will give and go, but nothing happening. Driving up is Tiller. He'll shoot it off glass, and it's good. Johnny Tiller feeling it right now. And now Ravenna is down by nine. We'll pull up jumper here by Saborn, but Saborn was hit on the elbow as he put up the shot. Saborn pulled the trigger quickly as they got the ball, and I think it might have surprised Boys Town. It got him out of position anyway, and the foul whistled on Tiller, I believe. So Saborn will go line and will shoot two. His free throw is up and good. Sid Techmeyer out. Mark Cremosa in here for the Blue Jays. And second free throw coming up here for Trevor Saborn. Boys Town 27, Ravenna 19, minute 56. The free throw by Saborn is good here in the second quarter. Boys Town facing a little pressure. Hildreth gets the ball to Watts. Watts brings it across the timeline, and he'll give the ball back out to Hildreth. Hildreth with direct traffic, drive to his right. Wilkie trailing him, layup, no good. Off defensive rebound by Baronic, and here come the Blue Jays. Blue Jays bring the offensive zone. Baronic lets traffic clear, will give it to Anderson. They'll give it off here left side for Camosta, and the pass through the lane, but it was deflected by Shatirius Blue and out of bounds. So the Jays, the guys wearing blue, will inbound it. They'll get it into the hands of Anderson. Back around the perimeter to Saborn. Gives it, and the shot is deflected. Baronic shot blocked as he tries the three. With it is Hildreth. Hildreth will drive and shoot off last. Now, I'll tell you what, running stride to stride with him was Connor Baronic, and I don't know how Baronic didn't get at least part of that. Here's a three-pointer up and no good on that left side. It won't fall. A couple of players getting their feet tangled, one for each team. Nobody committing a foul here. Driving is Watts, and Watts floats through the lane. His shot is up and good. He's got nine in the half, an 11-point Boys Town lead, and now a hold on the Cowboys. I believe that'll go on Tiller. That is on number 42, Johnny Tiller. That'll be his second personal foul. In for Boys Town is Anand Motal. Motal will play on the left wing of that 2-3 zone here. Really kind of a 1-2-2, and they enter it in for Wilkie. Wilkie kicks it back out to Baronic. Baronic will work it back around the perimeter here for Anderson. Back to Baronic. Baronic will get it at the elbow to Saborn. Backdoor cut, giving it right back out to Baronic. He'll fire the three. Good look at the basket. It will not fall. And Motal pulls down the rebound here for Boys Town. And in the offensive zone is going to be Hildreth. 20 seconds to go here. Boys Town up by 11, and they want to take the final shot. With the dribble is Hildreth. Hildreth kicks out to Fairley. And Fairley will skip it out here to Hildreth. Hildreth on the baseline, backs up, fires at the buzzer, and it is an air ball. But not too many of those for Boys Town, because they will head to the locker room with a 31-20 lead over the Ravenna Blue Jays. And so the Jays have a little work to do in the locker room to try to erase an 11-point deficit. Remember, Boys Town, no slouch. They're number 7 in Class B, and they're one of the hottest teams in the area, as witnessed by Stu Postbissell told us earlier today. He thinks that really they're on a short list of teams that can compete and maybe make it into the finals in Class B. Once again, our halftime score, it is Boys Town 31, Ravenna 20. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, let's get you caught up with what has happened so far here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We are, well, past the halfway point. Starting things off bright and early this morning, Sandy Creek and Centura won by the Centurions in overtime, 46-40, as Centura picks up their fourth win of the season. Second game, Class C2, number 6, Sutton, kind of proving that they belong in the conversation with some of the elite teams in Class C2. They picked up a win over Class C1 Howard Pierce, a final of 44-39. And then at 12:30, Fremont Bergen, a real hot third quarter. They scored 20 straight points at one juncture, and they were able to get past Kearney Catholic, a final of 63-50. The number one team in Class C1, Bergen, had lost three in a row, including an embarrassing loss at Wahoo Newman last night. But they win by 13 over the number eight team in Class C1, Kearney Catholic. Once again, final in that one of 63-50. St. Cecilia was down by 10 at the end of one quarter, but they were able to get past Milford. The battle of top six teams in Class C1 won by fourth-ranked St. Cecilia, 52-45 over Milford, the Eagles, number six in the state. And here at halftime, it is Boys Town, the number 7 team in Class B, over C2-ranked number 2 Ravenna. Here at halftime, 31-20. There you go. That's all the action today from the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for both the Jays and the Cowboys. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at the break. And let's go through all the scoring for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Ravenna. They trail here at intermission 31-20, and they're being led by Connor Baronic. Baronic with 10 points and 3 rebounds here at intermission. Trevor Saborn has hit one of only 2 three-pointers for the Jays in the first half. He has 5 points. He also has 3 assists with lob passes to Baronic. And so, again, Saborn with 5. 3 points for Tyson Anderson. He's hit one of only 2 three-pointers. And Lucas Wilkie is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has 2 points here at halftime. For Boys Town, Devin Watts has 9 points at the break with a rebound. Johnny Tiller has 2 rebounds, also has 9 points. Demarius McKeever with 3 points. Rashid Fairley with 2. Chaturius Blue has 4 points to go with 3 rebounds here at intermission. And Fernando Hildreth has a couple of assists, 1 rebound, and 4 points here at intermission. Once again, our halftime score, it is Boys Town with a 31-20 lead over Ravenna. And again, for the Blue Jays, it's easy to just sit here and say, well, they need to shoot better. They've actually had pretty good looks at the basket. I think if you're head coach Paul Baronic, you're not really that unhappy with shot selection, with ball movement. But Ravenna has had to play kind of fast, or maybe a little bit faster than what they're used to, because of the quickness and because of the height of Boys Town. You can talk about how quick they are, but one of the factors is with those long arms, with those long legs, they're able to kind of cover a lot of space where Ravenna is used to making those passes, and it's a whole lot easier to get it past Boys Town because, A, they're tall, and, B, they are athletic. In any event, that adjustment for Ravenna, just a minor one, to maybe just be a little bit more crisp and improve things just a little bit and maybe get some of those shots to fall. And for Boys Town, I don't think you change a single thing here at intermission. You're up by 11. And they have used their athleticism and have really attacked the ball. If they build much more of a lead, you would think that they try to spread the floor a little bit, maybe take some time off the clock, and then find some more lanes to be able to drive through. In any event, the first 3-4 minutes of the second half going to be very, very important. If Ravenna, they just cannot fall any farther behind and think that they're probably going to be able to come back in this one. And if the Jays could maybe start finding that outside touch, that will certainly open some things up for them as well. So the first couple of minutes of the second half, probably very important. And we'll have those first couple of minutes after we take this quick little break. We'll be back with the second half between the Jays and the Cowboys of Boys Town. Boys Town leads it 31-20 over Ravenna. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Activities, the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. And again, the halftime score, it is Boys Town 31-20 over Ravenna. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we mentioned earlier that these two teams had only one common opponent, and that was both of them made all-expense-paid trips out to Gretna in mid-January. Boys Town lost in Gretna 56-37, a 19-point win for the Dragons in that one. And early in the season, third game of the year, Ravenna lost at Gretna 45-39 very early on. So that's the one common opponent, and Gretna right now really one of the elite teams in Class B. You wonder if anybody's going to be able to get past South Sioux City. But Gretna right now playing some pretty good ball, and they will be next up as the top second-ranked team in Class B will be taking on Adams Central. That'll be the 5:45 game. And, again, you can hear that right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. That will also should be joined in progress on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight on all both FM, both AM stations and on our FM station at 7:30. The number one and number two teams in Class C1, GICC and Norfolk Catholic, and that will be followed by GI versus Ralston, the 9:15 game, the last of eight games here at the Heartland Events, at the Heartland Event Center. Second half is underway. The pass to Boys Town as they have the possession arrow, and they bring it into the offensive zone, and they'll kick it off on the left side here for Devin Watts. Watts will kick the ball right back out here to Hildreth, and it appears Ravenna right now going with a little 2-3 zone here. Dribbling up is going to be Tiller. Tiller kicks it out for Watts. His long jumper is no good, and the rebound to Baronic. Baronic now with four rebounds in the game, and his pass is tipped into the courtside seats. That's a little bit more money than the other seats. Double. And the pass goes to Tyson Anderson. Back to Baronic. Baronic looks on the inside, and he'll kick it off left side to Saborn. Boys Town, they're going zone as well. Anderson has it on the right side, and they'll get it in the lane to Baronic. Baronic will drive in. Took good care of the basketball, laid it up and in. So he lays it up and in, and now make it a single-digit lead here for Boys Town. It's 31-22. Stepping up to the elbow, firing the jumper is Watts. It will not fall, and we got a battle for the rebound. Baronic had position, so the foul is going to be whistled on Boys Town, and that'll be on Blue, Satirius Blue. That'll be his second. For Ravenna, does not have a real deep bench. Tyson Anderson has two fouls, and Lucas Wilkie also with two fouls. And Wilkie did a great job rebounding, especially early on. Saborn will drive, and he has his shot blocked and out of bounds. Up high is Rashid Fairley, and I have Fairley now with three blocks in the game. On the baseline, Baronic to inbound, and they left Saborn alone, and another block, but a foul. Coming from behind on the block was Devin Watts, but when Watts did that, he got a little bit of the back as well. So Tyson Anderson will go line and will shoot two. See if the Jays can whittle away at this deficit a little bit from the free throw line. The first free throw was up, bounces around, and no good. It was in and out, then went back off the glass, and then went off the side. So he sure didn't miss that by much. Modiel checks back into the ball game. The second free throw also no good, so a couple of missed opportunities there for the Blue Jays. Blue with the rebound. They'll kick it in the corner. And a three is up and good. Anand Modiel hits the three. And now Baronic has it. He's going to drive the lane and kick it back out for Anderson. Back to Saborn. Back on the baseline. The Saborn, after he gave it away, and he hits a nice little jumper. Little give and go. And Saborn gave it on the wing. Just flew into that open area. Got it. Turnaround jumper up and good. Hildreth with the drive. Modiel will give it off. Now driving the baseline. Shot up and good. Wow, that's a great drive there by Rashid Fairley. And Fairley now with 4 points in the game. Baronic, long pass up ahead. And now they'll kick it right back out for Saborn. Gives it a little ball fake by Baronic. He'll drive and dish. Here's Anderson in the corner. And Anderson drains the three. So Tyson Anderson drains the three again. We've got a nine-point ball game, and the offenses are picking it up a little bit. Hildreth with the drive, gives left wing for Tiller. He'll drive. It's no good. Offensive rebound, but then the block. Fairley had the rebound, but then it was blocked by Baronic, and coming up with the ball here is Anderson. Anderson gives it to Baronic, and he'll fire top of the key. His foot was on the line, so that's just a very long deuce, and Baronic now with 14 in the game. Makes it a seven-point ball game with 5:17 to go. Hildreth into the offensive zone. Little jump stop, little floater, no good. Baronic with the rebound. Blue Jays want to run. They'll give it off left side for Saborn. Saborn back to Baronic. Baronic now top of the circle, giving it to Kamosta. Right wing, Anderson for three. No good. Rebound. Coming up with it is Anderson. And they'll give it to Baronic. Baronic for three. Back to the iron, no good. Hildreth snags the rebound, and he's slowly going to walk the ball up court. And timeout here for the Cowboys. 36-29, Boys Town up by 7 with 4:42 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic, the fifth game of the day. And right now, 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. And right now, Boys Town with a 7-point lead. They led by 9 at intermission. And Ravenna has been hanging with them. Obviously, at some point, they're going to have to make a little run. Hildreth will bring it in the offensive zone after the Cowboys call the timeout, see if they got something set up here. Give it to Watts. Muldiel, who hit the three-pointer earlier, will give it to Hildreth. Devin Watts gives it on that left side, and into the corner goes Hildreth. Muldiel will drive the lane, a little floater, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, and last touch by Boys Town. They'll track it down on that far side. And Ravenna will not face, it appears, any pressure until they get to half court. Saborn into the offensive zone. And they'll get it to Baronic. Baronic in the lane. Kicks. Here's Anderson for three. In and out. No good. Fairly pulls down the rebound. That was a good look. Good set. But the Jays just aren't hitting those shots. A little drive. Jumper by Watts is no good. Coming up with it is Saborn. Saborn will give it off on the right side. They'll kick in the corner. Here's Baronic for three. And he hits the three. Connor Baronic, first three-pointer of the game. He's got 17 in the game. And it's a four-point contest. Stepping up is Hildreth for the three. No good. Offensive rebound, Fairley. Nice dish in underneath, and Blue lays it up and in. Give Fairley a rebound and an assist in that set. Saborn will give it to Baronic. Baronic to Anderson. Back to Baronic. Top of the circle, Saborn will drive in the lane. Jumper good, and a timeout for the Jays. Ravenna's answering right back. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Boys Town 38, Ravenna 34. Timeout, Blue Jays. We're back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as Boys Town has a four-point lead here, 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Hildreth in the offensive zone. They'll enter it inside. Backing in. They'll kick it out to Watts. Watts right back to the inside is Fairley. Fairley gives it. Now driving is going to be Tiller. And Tiller, first bucket of the second half. He now has 11 in the game. But here come the Blue Jays on the run. Wilkie drives in. Oh, it hung on the rim forever. And then teetered out. He'll head to the line and will be able to shoot too. I'll tell you what, Blue Jays, aptly named because they were flying down the court there. Wilkie with two free throws. The first one is good. running with him was Demarius McKeever, who was whistled for his third personal foul. Taking his time at the line, Lucas Wilkie, his free throw short, fighting for the rebound. In underneath there is Irvine. That's the Cowboys come up with it. Coming out with it is Fairley. And now in the corner, long three, no good. Offensive rebound by Blue. Blue shot won't fall. And coming up with it is Baronic. Baronic on the run. Baronic with the layup. A little bit too strong as it was in traffic. Tiller with the rebound. Up ahead to Fairley and the dunk. Rashid Fairley cherry picking and he dunks it home. So the jam by Boys Town gives the Cowboys now a 7-point lead and a little bit of momentum. Anderson gives it right side, that backdoor cut, and it works yet again. Connor Baronic lays it up and in after Trevor Saborn shoots about 10 feet from behind the arc. Well, it's not a shot, it's a pass, and he lays it off the glass and in. Watts gives it off on the right side for Tiller. Tiller will drive. Tiller lost the ball into the hands of Fairley, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Here's a three by Watts, and he hits it. Cowboys have been answering every little run that the Blue Jays have been able to make. We'll see if the Jays can answer back. They get it in the corner. Here's a three by Anderson. No good. And the tip in underneath. Wilkie up high with the tip. I believe it was Wilkie. Baronic was also there, so I'm not 100% sure, but the Jays tip it up and in. With it is Tiller. Tiller gives it off on the right wing. Dribbling now is Hildreth. Hildreth, jump stop of the lane, kicks it out. Here's Watts for three, and Watts strokes in another three. 8-point lead, 9-point lead here for Boys Town. And again, Boys Town is always answering back. Baronic driving the dish, pass, tipped out. It's a steal. Here come the Cowboys. Tiller gives it to Hildreth. Hildreth lays it off. No good. Offensive rebound and now the foul. Johnny Tiller will head to the line and shoot two as Boys Town ran the floor, filled the lanes, and had a couple of chances at point-blank range. And now they'll have to shoot from the free throw line. The foul on Garrett Irvine is his first. Tiller with two shots here, and the first one looks short and is. So here comes the second free throw coming up here from Johnny Tiller. Tiller bends the knees, fires the free throw, back the iron and no good. Anderson snags the rebound as we're at the 1 minute mark here of the third quarter. Jays down by nine. Saborn kicks on the left side to Anderson. Back out here for Saborn. They'll give it off on the right wing to Cremosta as they're just kind of passing around the perimeter. They get it on the baseline to Baronic. They double-team him. Baronic finds a little cutter. Driving up is going to be Tyson Anderson. Anderson, 5 points in the quarter, makes it a 7-point ball game. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. With the dribble is Hildreth. Hildreth, little floater, back the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot is altered or blocked by Anderson. And coming up with it was Baronic. Baronic up ahead, giving it to Saborn. Off of a screen on that right side is Anderson. Anderson has it. 8 seconds left. Gives it to Saborn between the circles. 5 seconds left. Baronic drives, dishes. Here's the three. Back in the iron by Saborn. The tip at the buzzer does not fall. So Boys Town holds on to a 7-point lead. 48-41. Jays down by seven. To start the fourth quarter, they'll have the basketball. We come back right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Flashback's Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback's for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, it's been a well-played ball game here at the Heartland Events Center. Blue Jays down by 7, and they'll inbound it. They whittled away that lead a little bit in that third quarter. They got more work to do here in the fourth. Baronic has it at the free throw line. He'll kick it right back out for Saborn. Back to Baronic on that right wing. And right now, Boys Town really coming out on any ball that Baronic gets his hands on. On that left side, Anderson thought about the three. He'll kick it in the lane. Shot's no good. Wilkie gets the rebound, and now he'll head to the line. Offensive rebound, and now a couple of free throws for Lucas Wilkie. As that loose ball in underneath, he was able to grab. And right now, Ravenna has to outwork Blues Town. They have to get to all those loose balls. Free throw is no good for Wilkie. For Wilkie, it's been right at the 500 mark. He made his first two, missed his next two, and then he went one out of two. And he missed that one. But he gets his own rebound and lays it up in hand. Lucas Wilkie went all the way through the lane, got the rebound and the bucket. Five-point ball game. Driving is Tiller. Tiller's shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Fairley, and Fairley goes up and in. Fairley with 7 rebounds in the game. Driving the dish. Back out to Bronick for 3. No good. Rebound by Blue for Boys Town. He'll get it out for Tiller. Tiller's on the run. Weaving through traffic. He'll get the ball out to Watts. And now the trail man is Hildreth. Hildreth still has his dribble. And he'll give it top of the circle for Watts. Watts kicks left side. Tiller. Tiller driving up. Shoots over the top of Anderson. It is up and in. And that was a tough shot because Tyson Anderson was right with him. 9-point ball game. Ravenna down by 9. Baronic for 3. Back of the iron, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Cremosta. And a little bounce pass out to Baronic. Baronic will skip it back out for Anderson. Anderson has it now top of the circle. Back to Anderson. And he'll step through and has it blocked by Fairley. And up ahead to Hildreth. And Hildreth reverse layup through traffic. It is up and in. Boys Town a little push here. They push the lead out to 11. 54-43. Timeout, Boys Town. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Put your car or truck back to Factory Stakes. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic, our fifth game of the day. And right now, Boys Town with a 54-43 lead over Ravenna. The Jays have made many a run at Boys Town, but Boys Town has always had the answer. Pass up ahead to Baronic, and Baronic will kick it back out for Saborn. Left wing for Anderson. And right now, Boys Town is content to have Ravenna work the clock here a little bit. And the pass is tipped and out of bounds. It was tipped by Devin Watts, and a good decision there by Mark Cremosa not to really go pell-mell after that ball. And he would have got trapped in the corner at best. Bronick's going to inbound into the corner, and he'll get the ball in the hands of Saborn. Saborn back out to Anderson. Baronic wants it at the free throw line, but Anderson will give it out to him between the circles. Dribbling is Baronic, and he'll kick it back out here for Anderson. Enters on the baseline. That's Connor Baronic. Baronic drives and scores, and he'll head to the line. Great baseline drive by Connor Baronic. And now Baronic will try to finish off a three-point play. So Fairley is whistled for the foul. And that's something that has not happened very often here today. That's just his first. And the free throw by Baronic is up and good. Fairley's played very good defense, but he's moved his feet and not committed those fouls. Hildreth pass, stolen away by Saborn. Saborn kicks. Here's the three by Anderson. Back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Fairley. And Fairley will let traffic clear, give it off to one of his guards. And here comes Boys Town into the offensive zone. this the way Ravenna days has gone. A lot of shots, back of the iron. Layup here by Watts, won't fall. Rebound by Baronic. Baronic, 8 rebounds in the game. And dribbling is Saborin. Saborin in traffic, has his pocket picked by Hildreth. Hildreth, quick hands, 2-on-1 break. Hildreth dumps it in underneath. Loose ball is picked up by Tiller, and Tiller puts it up and in. And we got a Cowboy that goes down after they inbound the basketball. I'm not sure what happened. It's like a cramp of some sort with one of the legs. I don't think it's anything serious. But Rashid Fairley will come out of the ball game here as they have an injury timeout. Garrett Irvine is going to check in here for Ravenna. I did not see who comes in for Boys Town. It will be Demarius McKeever. McKeever has 3 fouls. And Boys Town has a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Dribbling Saborin, gives it to Baronic, who will just have to give it back to Saborin. And Saborin with the dribble. Back out for Anderson. Anderson and Saborin playing a little catch with it. No, get Baronic involved in it on that right side. He'll drive the baseline. His shot is blocked, but a hold is going to be called on Demarius McKeever. That's going to be the fourth on McKeever. He averages about a foul a minute. And Baronic now will go line and shoot two. Baronic, one of the best free throw shooters in the area. It's nothing but the bottom of the net. He's got 23 points in the ballgame. And he'll try to make it an even 24 here. Free throw is up, rolls around, and no good. Rebounded by Boys Town. Coming out with it was Blue, and he'll work it up ahead to Hildreth. Hildreth gets it on the baseline, then a foul. They passed it to Johnny Tiller. Tiller caught it, squatted like he was about to go back up with it, and it was at that point that he was fouled. So he was held on the baseline. And that'll be on Baronic. That's number 2 on Baronic. He's got 23 in the game. Basketball tossed in here to Devin Watts. Watts will kick it out for Hildreth. His 3 is no good. On the run is Saborin after snagging the rebound, but he is shut off by Tiller. He'll give it back out to Baronic. Baronic, ball fake, fires the 3. No good. Offensive rebound, Wilkie, and Wilkie with the bucket. Lucas Wilkie flying in there, hitting a big bucket, keeping this one interesting. 7-point ball game with 4:07 to go here. 56-49. Boys Town with the lead and the basketball. Driving the baseline. Tiller, little floater up and good. Tiller, it seems, always has the answer. He has 17 points here in the ballgame. Anderson now to Baronic. Baronic has his dribble, and he's near midcourt. And he'll get the ball out to Tyson Anderson. And Baronic gets the ball back out for Anderson. Pass on the inside, and the ball was tipped, and it's a turnover. Garrett Irvine couldn't come up with it. The pass was tipped on the way to him by Fairley, and so another Ravenna turnover. Unofficially, I have them with only 6 in the game. It always seems like they are at bad times. Now Connor Baronic reaches in trying to force a turnover, and he fouls Devin Watts. So that'll be the 3rd foul on Baronic. And Mark Cremosa is going to check back into the game. Garrett Irvine is on his way out. 58-49, Boys Town with the lead and the basketball with 3:24 to go. Up high, getting the inbounds pass is Fernando Hildreth. Hildreth dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Tiller. Tiller will drive, awkward-looking shot, no good. Offensive rebound, McKeever, and McKeever will lay it up and in. McKeever, 5 points and 3 rebounds here in the game. And Saborin has his pass tipped and then stolen away by Tiller. Tiller will drive, and he is fouled by Baronic, and that is going to be now 4 fouls on Connor Baronic with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And Baronic walking back thinking he's coming out of the game. They have not pulled him out. They're down by 11. I don't know if they can afford to protect him here. And they'll inbound, will the Cowboys. Watts has it, drives the lane, and before he puts up the shot, there is a foul. There's a hold before the shot, which is good for Ravenna because he scored. That one will be on Mark Cremosa. That's his second. Blue Jays have got to get something positive to happen here. Hildreth to inbound, and he gets the ball in to Tiller. Tiller enters it down low, and we got a hold in underneath. That'll go on Wilkie, I believe. I think they pointed at number 43. Yes, they did, and that'll be his third. So Wilkie has three. Connor Baronic has four fouls. Tyson Anderson has two. That's the foul trouble here for Ravenna. Biggest problem is the scoreboard. They are trailing by 11. Lob pass to get it in to Devin Watts. Watts is picked up defensively by Anderson, and now Watts is going to back out with it. 2:45 to go and ticking. Driving Watts. Watts lost the ball in the lane. It goes to Baronic. Baronic, nice outlet pass to Saborn. Saborn having trouble coming up with it, and he's trying to put up the shot, and he was fouled. Trying to come up with a loose ball, and Saborn grabbed enough of it and went up strong. He's going to go line and shoot two. And they're going to say the reason is that he was at his back to the basket is because he was grabbed on the way up. Now the foul was whistled on Hildreth. That's just his first. The free throw up and no good for Trevor Saborn. Saborn has 9 points in the game. And now Connor Baronic will come out for a little while here with 2:37 to go. Got to protect him a little bit. Free throw is up and no good. And Rasheed Fairley rebounds it for Boys Town. And into the offensive zone come the Cowboys. Hildreth will dribble, just play a little keep away with the dribble. And he'll jump stop, kick on the right side for Watts. Watts will fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Tiller. And Tiller's shot won't fall, but we have another foul in underneath as he was putting up the shot. Alec Cremosu checked in for Baronic a little bit ago. He's listed for the foul. Donnie Tiller at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. Baronic checking back in here for the Jays. And Garrett Irvine coming back in there as well. Oh, check it. It was Techmeyer checked in. Second free throw by Tiller on the way, and good. 13-point lead for Bowie's Town. 2:15 to go. Baronic fires the three, hits the three. Timeout, Blue Jays. 26 points in the game for Connor Baronic. And it's a 10-point ball game. Still plenty of time. Timeout, Jays. We're back after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, at the conclusion of the game, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game report, and hopefully Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic will be able to join us. Reminder that our next game after this one will be Adams Central and Gretna. That's scheduled for a 5:45 tip-off, and then at 7:30, GICC Norfolk Catholic, a battle of the top two teams in Class C1. The inbounds and now the foul. They inbounded it to Johnny Tiller, and Tiller was fouled over there. And it'll be on Alec Cremosa, I believe. That'll be Cremosa's second personal foul. .209 to go here, fourth quarter. Boys Town up by 10. And Tiller, who's shooting about 50% from the free throw line in the game, will have the front end of the one and one, and it is no good. Up high for the rebound is Wilkie. Wilkie, 9 rebounds in the game. Top of the circle, Tyson Anderson has it. Anderson with the dribble. Looking to his left, has to give it to Connor Baronic. Baronic back over for Anderson. Anderson throws it on the inside for Saborn. Saborn finds the backdoor cutter. Shot is blocked as Wilkie put it up. Shot was blocked by Fairley. That's his fifth block of the game. Across the timeline is going to be Hildreth. Hildreth will give it right side for Multiel, who checked in, to give the Cowboys another guard here. And Ravenna has to commit the foul. Saborn whistle for the foul. And that's going to send Fernando Hildreth to the free throw line. Hildreth was 6 points in the game. And he'll have the front end of a one-and-one here. 19 fouls against Ravenna, so this will be the final one-and-one of the ball game here for the Cowboys. At the line in a quiet Heartland Event Center is Fernando Hildreth. His free throw is no good. Veronik pulls down the rebound, and he'll dribble into the offensive zone. Anderson now kick left side for Saborn. His three is off the mark, rebounded by Wilkie, and Wilkie helps work it back around to Saborn. Off the weave, they give it to Baronic. Baronic now will drive to the baseline, back it out, find a cutter, and they're going to have a little reach here. Trying to make the steal was Fernando Hildreth, and Hildreth is going to whistle for his second personal foul, and that'll shut the clock off with a minute 13 to go here in the ball game, and give Ravenna a chance to score points with that clock not moving. But again, the Blue Jays are going to have to hit some free throws. They bring in some new bodies out there. They bring Baronic off the court because they don't want him to commit his fifth personal foul. So they make some defensive substitutions here. And Saborn will go to the line and will shoot a one-and-one, and he strokes it home. Saborn hits the free throw. Makes it a nine-point ball game. His second free throw here, back the iron, no good! And the rebound saved by the Cowboys. Hustling for it was Rashid Fairley, and Fairley is able to get it to Hildreth. And now Hildreth will go to the line and shoot two as he was fouled. Ramos to whistle for the foul. And he couldn't quite get the rebound, and he commits his fourth personal foul for Mark Cremosta. Hildreth now will shoot two. 62-53 as Hildreth is at the line and using all five of his seconds to put up the free throw, and he hits it. Veronik checks back into the ball game. Sid Techmeyer back into the game, and Wilkie back into the game here for the Blue Jays. Second free throw by Hildreth. Again, he's taking his time at the line. Two sets of three dribbles, and the free throw bounces around and no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Baronic. He brings in the offensive zone. He'll kick right side for Saborn. Kick it top of the circle. Anderson for three. Back the iron. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Fairley. And Fairley will get the ball up ahead here. Here's Hildreth. Hildreth will flip it out. And we got a foul. Driving with the basketball was Anan Montiel. And Montiel will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Techmeyer's whistle for the foul with 50 seconds to go here in a 10-point Boys Town lead, 63-53. Free throw, up, good. Montiel hits the free throw. He's got 4 points in the game. And again, Boys Town, with the exception of the free throw shooter, they're all back on the end, and the free throw is up and good. 12-point Boys Town lead, 49 seconds to go. Into the offensive zone is going to be Baronic. Baronic gives it to Saborn. Back out to Baronic. Baronic will drive, kick left side Anderson. Back out to Baronic. Baronic steps back, fires a three, draws just a little bit of iron, and rebounding it is Anderson. Anderson's pass is tipped, and coming up with it is Montier. He'll get the ball right back out to Watts, and Watts will lay it up and in. And with 24 seconds left, a 14-point Boys Town lead. Jays kick it in the lane, dribbling Anderson. Anderson kicks out for Saborn. His three won't fall, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Johnny Tiller. And Tiller will just get the ball to Hildreth, and Hildreth is going to walk it across the timeline. 4 seconds to go here, and that's going to be your final score. Boys Town 67 and Ravenna 53. And I'll tell you what, Ravenna fighting hard and scrapping, doing a lot of very good things. They just really couldn't get that outside shot to fall today. And many times when that happens, it's because you're taking bad shots. Ravenna was not. They were working the ball very effectively, got good looks at the basket. They just were not getting those shots to the fall. And Boys Town, very, very effective, very, very efficient. And they beat a pretty good basketball team here today, final of 67-53. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Report. We'll recap the scoring for you and hopefully be able to talk with Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
Winter travel can be difficult, but Landon is here from Menards to tell us what supplies to carry with us to make any situation less stressful. Hey, Landon.
Hi.
So when we're traveling, what are some things we should have with us in our vehicles?
The most important thing you want to keep in your vehicle is a winter survival kit. You'll want it to include blankets, a flashlight, hand and toe warmers, tools, and food items that will last over the winter season. Other items you should always carry in your car are extra fluids like antifreeze, a battery-operated radio, and if you have one, a fully charged cell phone. And if you do break down, tie a rag or something flashy to your antenna to draw attention to your vehicle.
Great ideas, but what if you're just stuck in the snow? Is there anything we can use to help us get moving again?
Absolutely. Kitty litter works great. You can spread it around your tires for extra traction. Also, carry a collapsible shovel. They break down and fit nicely in any trunk.
Thanks, Landon, for the helpful tips. If you have any other questions, stop into your local Menards and talk with a friendly team member.
Shop Menards for products to get you through this winter season. From snow and ice removal products to winter storm supplies for the home and car, Menards is always here with the help and the products you need, and all at super low prices. Winter weather can get a little challenging at times, but you can always rely on Menards for helpful team members, superior service, great selection, and the products you need. Dedicated to service and quality. Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as the Ravenna Blue Jays fall here to the Boys Town Cowboys, 67-53. Remind you, this is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. See Misco's. They can get y'all geared up for youth wrestling. They got brands like Asics, Brute, Metman, and Adidas. They've got the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, the shoes, and doesn't matter what the sport is, you can buy all your athletic apparel. They got great names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Get your game on at Misco's, now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for the Blue Jays, who now fall to 16-5 on the season. And leading the way for them was Connor Baronic. Unofficially had Baronic with 26 points and 11 rebounds here in the game. One other player in double figures tonight for Ravenna, that's Trevor Saborn. He finished with 10 points and 3 rebounds in the game. 8 points for Tyson Anderson. He hit a big three-pointer in that third quarter when they began to make things a little bit interesting. He finished with 8 points. He did hit a couple of threes. 9 points for Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie also had 10 rebounds on the day. Mark Cremosa had a couple of rebounds as well, but he did not score. Overall, from the free throw line, they left a lot of points out there. Lucas Wilkie was 3 of 8 from the free throw line, and he was about the only one that got the line on a consistent basis. Connor Baronic, he was 2 out of 3 from the line. Trevor Saborn was 3 out of 5 as well. So Ravenna, as a team, shooting about 50% from the line, and that left a few points out there, and they're shooting from behind the arc, is probably the story of the game, as usually they're a very prolific team from behind the arc. They did hit 4-5 three-pointers from the game, but they're probably 5 of about 25 or 26 from behind the arc in the game. And again, they had some pretty darn good looks at it, but just really couldn't get those to fall. And Ravenna falls by 14 to Boys Town, 67-53, but, you know, again, Boys Town no slouch in Class B there, rated number 7. And again, Ravenna, a couple classes smaller in Class C2. They are the second-ranked team in the state. We'll check the numbers for the Cowboys and hopefully be able to talk with Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic. We'll do that when we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Activity Event Center. Let's check the numbers here for Boys Town. They had a couple players in double figures. Johnny Tiller, nice game tonight, finished with 19 points and 5 rebounds. Devin Watts with 17 points, 8 points and 10 rebounds for Rashid Fairley. Fernando Hildreth, 7 points and a couple of rebounds. 6 points, 7 rebounds for Shaterius Blue. 5 points and a rebound for Anand Moutier. 8 points, 10 rebounds. I already mentioned that from Fairley. But 5 points and 3 rebounds from Demarius McKeever. Unofficially, I actually had Ravenna winning the battle of rebounding, 32-29 overall. But, again, Boys Town able to scrap and get enough balls, forced Ravenna into about 7 or 8 turnovers. And it always seemed like they came in at inopportune times. It really wasn't the number of turnovers as much as the timing of them, as it seemed like every time Ravenna was making a little run, the Boys Town Cowboys could force that turnover, end up with points in transition on the other end, and kind of end that run. Boys Town always able to answer back when Ravenna kind of was able to chip away at that lead just a little bit. And now the Blue Jays, they now fall, as we said, to 16-5 on the season. And so, you know, they'll lick their wounds a little bit, and then they'll get right back at it. They don't have a whole lot of time to rest on their laurels, as next Friday they play at Ord. That'll be their last regular season game, and that'll be a tough place to play in the Lou Platt Conference, as Ord has a record of 14-4 on the season. So that'll be a tough game for Ravenna on the road right before they head into sub-district and district play. Once again, your final, Boys Town 67, Ravenna 53. We're going to take one last break in the hopes that we'll be able to run into Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic. We'll find out if we can grab the coach. We'll check that out. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, let's give you an idea of what's happened so far here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. It began at 9 o'clock. Well, actually, it started a little bit before 9 o'clock, truth be told. Centura, in overtime, got past Sandy Creek 46-40 in overtime. And then the number 6 team in Class of C2, Sutton, with a 44-39 win over Pierce. Pierce, one of the teams just outside the top 10 in Class C1. So that's a nice 5-point win for the Mustangs there. The number 1 team in Class C2, Fremont Bergen, rolled Kearney Catholic 63-50 as the Stars had won 7 in a row and got to number 8 in Class C1, but they fall by 13 to Fremont Bergen. Then in a battle of some of the top teams in Class C1, it was 4th-ranked St. Cecilia over 6th-ranked Milford 52-45. And just moments ago, the number 2 team in Class C2, Ravenna, fell to the number 7 team in Class B, Boys Town. Boys Town with a 67-53 win over the Blue Jays. Coming up next, Adams Central, 13-6 on the season. They'll be taking on the number two team in Class B, the Gretna Dragons. That's coming up next. And then at 7:30 tonight, the top two teams in Class C1, Nofo Catholic, 19-0, they're number one. Grand Island Central Catholic, they're 21-0. They're number two in the state. They'll play at 7:30, and we'll have those games for you on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, in Hastings and in Kearney. We'll also have it on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And then at 9:15, all those stations again being involved, it'll be Class A's Grand Island at 11-7. They'll take on Ralston, who's 8-11 on the year in Class B. So that's what's happened so far. That's the schedule. And I'm still looking around to see if we can get a hold of head coach Paul Veronik and the locker room. Can't see it from here, and it's kind of a ways away, so he must have been kidnapped by somebody. So we apologize, hoping to talk with the coach, but it's time to fish or cut bait, and I guess we're going to cut bait. That is, we're going to wrap things up here. Your final score again, it was Boys Town 67, Ravenna 53. We'll be back in a few minutes and have coverage of the Adams Central Patriots taking on the Gretna Dragons right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Notre Dame off to its best start since 1981 after a 78-55 romp over South Florida. Syracuse has lost 6 of 8, beaten at Louisville 73-69. 24th-ranked Vanderbilt got 32 from John Jenkins in an 81-77 win over number 18, Kentucky. 20th-ranked Missouri beat Oklahoma 84-61. Number 21, North Carolina wins by 2 at Clemson 64-62. 22nd-ranked Texas A&M rallies from 10 down in the first to beat Texas Tech 70-67. In progress, number 6, BYU and Jimmer Fredette losing to Utah 15-12. SEC battle, 19th-ranked Florida at the O-Dome leads Tennessee 11-10. That's on ESPN HD. And as the fellas were talking about, 9 o'clock on ESPN HD, number 4, Pittsburgh leading the Big East at Villanova.